reaction time. We are here in the studio reacting to videos that His Eminence Imam Khamenei, he delivered in a speech on December 11th, 2024. We invited Sheikh Ali Qummi to help us react a little bit. Sheikh Ali Qummi, assalamu alaikum, welcome to Reaction Time.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, thank you.
So it's an honor to be here once again. Again, we're reacting to this one speech that Imam Khamenei had. He delivered on December 11th, 2024. We've done about three Reaction Times so far. We have another video today, inshallah. And if you allow, we will go ahead and react to that.
Sure, bismillah.
البته این مهاجمینی که گفتم هر کدوم یه غرضی دارن. اهدافشون با هم متفاوت است. بعضی ها از شمال سوریه یا جنوب سوریه دنبال تصرف سرزمینند. بعضی ها آمریکا به دنبال این است که جاب‌های خودش رو در منطقه محکم کنه. اهدافشون اینهاست و زمان نشان خواهد داد که انشاءالله هیچ کدام به این هدف ها نخواهند رسید.
Given the context, it's a very strong statement.
مناطق تصرف شده سوریه به وسیله جوانان غیور سوری آزاد خواهد شد. شک نکنید این اتفاق خواهد افتاد. جاب‌های آمریکا هم قرص نخواهد شد. به توفیق الهی، با حول و قوه الهی، آمریکا هم به وسیله جبهه مقاومت از منطقه اخراج خواهد شد.
I feel like chanting to Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar.
So mashallah, you know, this yet another small part of the speech of Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. His Eminence delivered the speech December 11th, 2024, following the, you know, very shocking and surprising events that occurred in Syria. So in this clip, of course, you know, we saw how His Eminence talked a little bit about the different factions that are in Syria. The factions that are in Syria. He also talked about the Syrian youth and how they are the ones who are going to stand up and take this back. He talked a little bit about the foothold of America in the region. And then, of course, he talked about the end result of America in the West Asian region. I didn't want to comment on any of these things yet. I'll hand it over to you. But what I thought was really interesting while I was watching the clip was, if you look at most leaders across the world, right, and especially in the United States of America, I'm from the US, you know, when you look at, for example, the presidents ever since you can remember, but, you know, Joe Biden or the Vice President Kamala Harris previously, or, you know, Donald Trump, who's coming up, when you look at them give speeches, so they have teleprompters. I know this is a very out-of-the-box thing that came to my mind. So they have teleprompters, right? One is on the right and one is on the left. And so what they're doing is they're literally word for word, they are reading from these teleprompters the speech that they are giving.
They're cool teleprompters, by the way.
They're very transparent. They're transparent ones, yeah. Too, right? Yeah. And so you see they're like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
5, 6, it's like you should have known that it was going to be 5, 6, 7. But anyways, so they could do this back and, you know, left and right, making a fool of themselves, trying to portray like they have some kind of knowledge or some kind of wisdom. And I again, I know this is out of the box point. But the fact that these people are empty, they have speech writers who spent hours writing these speeches for
them.
And
they memorize their speeches.
And, most of these guys are teleprompters. Yeah, they haven't even memorized.
First memorized it, you know? And then they're aided with the teleprompter.
But when you look at Agha, you know, there's no teleprompter. It is truly a reflection of his profound knowledge, his profound wisdom, his spirituality, and him being a man of God. So with that little point of mind, we hand it over to you to some of the more political and serious points.
No, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Like you said, Imam Khamenei, you know, he has that divine aspect to his personality, which is very obvious, you know, for those who can see. He does bring his notes, you know, on a piece of paper.
Sure, yeah.
But he's not reading sentences.
No,
And that one
and
of the
notes
is
are so small, Sheikh. Yeah. The notes are so small. His speeches are like 1 hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half.
I think it's because he is invested in it. See, the difference between the Western leaders and, you know, the true Islamic leaders is that the Islamic leaders, they're invested in it because they are part of the general population, the Muslim population, people of the region. They don't live like a very fancy, completely disconnected life. You know, they're living on these islands, and when they do retirement, you know, they get these houses and suites on, you know, beaches and stuff. You know, that's very different from the Western model. Anyways, it's a good discussion for another day.
Yeah.
I don't want to get carried away from the clip itself.
That's why we're...
You look at...
This idea of the different factions. That was the first point you talked about.
Awesome, thanks. I think Imam Khamenei, you know, he's analyzing and informing people that don't try to whitewash it. Don't try to paint it all with one brush. That, the enemies have come, they have taken Syria over, and, you know, they are forming their new government.
And they're super powerful. And,
Imam Khamenei is, you know, first of all, the speech was really reassuring and really rejuvenating and uplifting. He is informing that it's not a homogeneous crowd that has taken over Syria right now.
It's a lot like the Ahzab in the
early
era of Islam.
So many factions,
who hated one
another. Exactly, with so many disputes within themselves, right? Even during this occupation that they did and takeover they did, and they started from Idlib and went to,
Aleppo and then
Homs, Hama, and then Damascus. There are reports, like proper reports, of so many fights. Fights within them, right? Their groups fighting with one another, you know, on different things, right? So they are very different people with different national
backgrounds,
right? Ethnicities, with different languages. There are Turks, there are Kurds, there are this, there's that. You know, the Chechens and so on and so forth. It's like a very strange mixture of these people. And also, like Imam Khamenei said, not just ethnicities and nationalities, or language, they have different objectives.
Goals and objectives,
different vision, right? So one thing is for sure, as it appears to be, is that they're not going to be able to form a stable government
in Syria. Any means. Yeah, no.
And that may be very well be the plan of the great Satan, the architect of this whole thing.
Especially when all these, you know, European factions that have been exiled or are in exile or self-exile, you know, that are the very liberal, non-religious, ultra-secular Syrian factions, when they try to come in and want a piece of the pie as well, it's just going to get worse.
Right. And the Zionist regime has already gone into, you know, with the
Golan
name of this buffer zone, you know, we're creating a buffer zone. Baba, we know when you occupy, you don't leave a place unless you're treated properly, you know.
And they've bombed countless, like, Syria governmental military
And then
sites.
I think Turkey has also
And Jolani hasn't said anything in response to this.
Turkey has also started to take over some areas.
Buffer zones.
I've read somewhere. Yeah, buffer zones is what they're calling it. So, you know, apparently either Syria is going to be, you know, defragmented.
Yeah, balkanized.
And you know, exactly. I mean, or they're going to be these instabilities that are going to remain in Syria, where different factions are going to continue to fight each other, you know, on tribal, on caste, on language preferences,
yeah.
on color,
yeah,
on nationality, on objectives, on goals, on vision, you know, so on and so forth. So here Imam Khamenei says something that I haven't seen, I personally haven't seen anyone in the Muslim Ummah saying that. Now, I have not seen like or watched any Arabic discussions or talk shows, but in English, in Farsi, in Urdu, nobody is saying that, right? And that is that Syria is going to be claimed back by the honorable youth. The ghuyud, like you said, there's no translation for ghayra. The honorable and dignified youth of Syria themselves, sooner or later. It's going to take its time.
Yeah, he did say it might take its time. Yeah.
Right?
But they're the ones who are going to take it back.
This is something I haven't seen no one say. And this is exactly like how Islam looks at the entire issue of who does the area or the region or the country or belong to. It's the people of that region.
You
know, unfortunately, you remember in that deal of the century that the Zionists, you know, they
Jared Kushner and
the Kushner,
Donald
Kushner
Trump
made and Trump approved and you know, in that too, Palestinians were not even brought into the picture. They had no consent and the decision was being made for the Palestinians. We have to understand, and this is very beautiful. Imam Khamenei says, remember, like, you know, we said in the previous episodes that the reason the resistance, access of resistance pulled back is because the locals, the local establishment, Bashar al-Assad and their army, they were not ready to resist this time around, right? Why? When the local people are not ready, then Islam does not allow you to go and forcefully help them.
Yeah, to impose yourself. That's the...
Hassan, thank
the,
you. Same thing here. Imam Khamenei says that don't expect any foreign force to come and liberate you. It's a message for the
Syrian people. The Syrian, youth.
Right? That yes, sooner than later, you're going to realize that
after some pain and suffering, and you realize you should have resisted in the first place, you know, then you're going to be forced to resist.
So this
you know?
Is a message that he has given to the Syrian people and to the other revolutionaries. Sometimes revolutionaries, especially the new ones, the immature ones, right? They're like, you know, let's go and, you know, get Syria. You know, right now it's unstable. This is not the mizaj of Islamic revolution.
Yeah, the temperament.
This is not the temperament, the attitude, the approach of the Islamic revolution, of the Islamic movement, of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is not how it works. Imam Ali alayhi salam could have just pulled out his sword, you know, single-handedly do miracles. He didn't.
Yeah.
We have to understand the attitude of Islam. Yeah. The approach of Islam, right? Here too, yes, tomorrow, inshallah, inshallah, the Syrian youth and their responsible people, they stand up against this occupation of their land, against the occupation of the neighboring country, or against the occupation of the neighboring non-country, which is the Zionist regime of Israel. If they take a stand, you will see that the Islamic Republic of Iran will be there to help them again. Which makes sense. Right.
Yeah. The, I wanted to because well, before we end, I really wanted to touch on that point where, you know, Imam Khamenei he talked about how, in the end, well, one that America won't be able to have a stronghold in Syria. You know, he specifically said that.
We just talked about the first group's intentions, but the second group is
And so that America, America won't be able to, because they have a little military base area that their buffer zone, you know, that they have with the border with Jordan, I think, or with the border of Iraq, excuse me, Bukumal and these kind of areas, right? So they won't have a stronghold. And two, that, you know, in the end, no matter how much they try, that they are going to be taken out of the region by the people of the West Asian region.
Look, America, the model of the United States of America's hegemony in the region and around the globe, we're talking about the region at the moment, right? In this West Asian region, is to rule through their proxies. Even to create chaos through their proxies. The Zionist regime of Israel is one of the proxies of the United States of America. Daesh is another proxy of the Zionist regime of the great Satan.
The United States regime of Israel.
Right, exactly. It's all jumbled up, right? So this is their intention, that through these Syrian rebels that they're calling them,
or moderates, right? All of a sudden
HTS,
they were cutting
guys,
people's heads off yesterday, and today they're moderates.
By the way, we haven't talked about it. He has a $10 million bounty on his head,
Mr.
Jolani, the leader of HTS, right? And I read some reports yesterday. Lost my train of thought now. Yesterday I read it that they're trying to take him off of that terrorist list now. And HTS is, you know, somehow like this clean organization of the local Syrians. What are you trying to do? Who are you trying to fool, right?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
So they're trying to basically rule the Syrian region through these
proxies,
you know, namely HTS in this case, which we have said is nothing but is the same as Al-Nusra Front, which is the ISIS, as Imam Khamenei calls them. And, you know, they were Al-Qaeda back in the day.
Yeah.
So the boogeyman, actually, this is a good thing, right? So the boogeyman is the one who's going to take over this region and work for the interests of America, just like Israel does America's dirty laundry in this region. You know, the same concept, same idea, same playbook, right? Now, Imam Khamenei says that this attempt of the United States of America to strengthen their stronghold and their foothold in this region,
West Asian region
is not going to be successful.
Yeah,
this is huge, right? This is not going, they're not going to reach that goal of theirs, no matter what they do, right?
Sure.
The second good thing pertaining to America, Imam Khamenei has repeated it from before. He talked about New World Order, for those of you who have studied it. The New World Order, according to Imam Khamenei, has three things. One of them is isolation of America. The other is the strengthening of the
resistance
narrative. And third is the ilm and education and the resources coming into this region. You know, this kind of transformation.
Eastern part of the world, if you will.
Right. Now, America's inkhala, as they say, America being kicked out from this region is not something that is just related to Syria. We're talking about America's escape from the entire region. Even when it comes to the revenge of Shahid Qasem Soleimani, some people say, you know, Trump and this and that, you know, all of those discussions, Jai Khodesh. I'm not talking about the commander who ordered the strike, you know, Trump being that final.
Just trivialities.
Right. The crux of the matter is, even in that case, the hard revenge of Haj Qasem's blood is America's escape from this region, and America being kicked out from this region in all forms and shapes, not just American troops. Sometimes when we talk about America leaving the region, we look at those boots on ground only. No, it's their infiltration,
their
nufuz,
their
control,
their puppets, their proxies.
All of that has to go, right? So it's an ongoing war. It's an ongoing battle. Imam Khamenei said that this is going to happen. Of course, it starts with, and the most visible form of it is those boots on ground. Yes, they need to get the heck out of this region. They have no business here. You know, go and live in America, right? Go to your countries, go to Europe, go to... so this is going to happen, is what Imam Khamenei said here.
Inshallah.
America is going to be kicked out from this region. And inshallah, very soon it's going to be disgraced in the front of the eyes of the world.
Which it already is, you know. Jazakallah, thank you so much, Sheikh Al-Kummi, inshallah. So we hope to have you on another reaction time soon, inshallah.
You're very welcome. Thank you for joining us. Jazakallah.
And thank you so much, dear viewers. That's all from us. This was Reaction Time.
Wherever you are.